Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
God has blessed us one more time to come before you. I hope all of you had an awesome weekend, truly a blessed one. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show with no filters. We're excited about having a chance to come before you. We got an awesome topic for tonight, understanding healthy relationships. We have several people already joining us. I want to start out and give them a shout out to our host of the Minister Shannon Show, or the Shannon Show, that's Minister Shannon Hendrick. Thank you for joining us. Type a comment, say hello, thank you, thumbs up, or whatever you want to do. I also give a shout out to the darky child, number 7. Thank you so much for joining us. This is my first time seeing your name down, but thank you for taking time. See, as we move forward, we want you to be a part of this show because it's an interactive show where you can share your thoughts. If you're on Instagram, type in your comments. If you're on Facebook, you have the same opportunity. But if you want to call in and be a part of this show, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, actually a location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lowe, and we'll talk about truly, truly real relationship issues. As I said tonight, so understanding healthy relationships. Also, if you want to check us out on the web, you can check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And we're also being broadcast, and from time to time, it's being shared also on Twitter. You can tweet our show, and it's good to have an opportunity where you can tweet and share some things with us. And you can check us out at the Smith Way Production, along with at Dr. Lowe Show with the number 1. And on Instagram, we're excited about having a chance to broadcast on Instagram. We are on Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. And also, we are on Beta Phi Sigma with the number 10 out of Greenville, Alabama. The brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we are partners with them. We're so happy to have an opportunity to work with them. And also, they can partner with us to help co-sponsor a lot of our giveaways we have. Also, this co-sponsor being a part of this. So it's really exciting being partners with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. You also have an opportunity to check our shows out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/Dr. Alberto Smith. So, again, they have ways connecting. You can be interactive. You have a chance to do that. So check out each and every one of those opportunities through social media. That's why we're excited to be WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And we're glad because we were the first one to kind of draw all of the social media and put it in one place. Sometimes we have some backlash, meaning in regards to our connection problems, but we're able to do this, and we're excited about bringing this format before you. Now, if you want to check out our on-demand episode, you can go to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, along with Instagram. And if you want to check us out on our YouTube channel, that's the Smith Way Production. WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listened and watched each and every one of you all in 33 countries. That's including the United States, being our home base, north of the border, Canada, south of the border, Mexico, and all over the world. It's global. Excited about that. We want you also to be a part of our giveaway. We have a giveaway called WBSW Radio Giveaway. We want you to register. You can send me your name. If you have a Cash App, send me your Cash App or PayPal or Zelle. of Venmo to lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. Send it to me and we'll make sure we'll put you in the raffle. We'll also send you a love offering, but we will make sure you're there to have an opportunity to win one of these trips, or a book we give away from the authors that have been on the show, or a cash voucher, purchase gas or food. However you want to say it's a voucher, you know, that you can go use it, and we thank you so much. We'll give a shout-out to Greg Brown, 7932, along with Miss Bush, EDS. Thank you. Remember, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, really excited about having her on. Also, Brenda Franklin Avery. Thank you, Brenda Franklin, for taking time to be a part of this. I tell you, I'm really excited about our topic tonight. I'm sorry, our title, but we have many topics underlining as subtopics under this title, and that's understanding. Our title is Understanding Healthy Relationships. Before we really get started, I want you to think about it. Do you really know what a healthy relationship requires? Do you understand what's a healthy relationship? Have you experienced a healthy relationship? The ideal is for you to think about, if you have, you should have the ability to understand a healthy relationship, because it's so important that you take time and think about what keeps you healthy. See, if you're in a relationship that's healthy and fruitful, your health will be fine. If you're in a relationship where you're able to mentally be healthy, are you in a relationship which is healthy for your emotional aspect? Or are you in a relationship that works on your spiritual well-being? Or are you in a relationship that's financially healthy? Just think about those. So understanding a healthy relationship, we wanted to draw some things in, allow you to be a part of it by calling in or typing in your comments. It's no problem. I would like for you to type your comments on Facebook and Instagram, but you can call in, as I stated the number earlier. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line, because I'll identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. And truly ask you to share your thoughts in regards to understanding a healthy relationship. Now, we have some guests and co-hosts that call in from time to time. And tonight, hopefully we can get one of our co-hosts to call in. He shared with me, and that's Pastor, and I call him Dr. Eddie Pratt, out of Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. He's a relationship strategist, and he calls in and share his thoughts, and hopefully, as he said, he's going to do his best to try to do it tonight. So we look forward to hearing from him as well. Then we want to give a shout out to Tina Roberts. Has a ministry that is really impactful in Oakland, California. It's called Owning My Own Truth. And it's a behavior modification, working with people, because she went through so many things herself. But she's a part of our team. I call her the lady that put the boots on the ground. She's all over the city of Oakland, helping individuals own their own truth. So we wanted to give a definite shout out to her, and hopefully she'll be able to call in and talk a little bit about this title that we have, Understanding Healthy Relationships. Let's start with characteristics. You know, I mentioned, as I was sharing from the beginning of the introduction, I was talking about your well-being. See, if you're not understanding what are your well-beings and how they can be beneficial for you, a person that is mature and healthy in their well-being will be in a healthy relationship. As I said earlier, see, your physical aspects are important. So your physical well-being is needed to be in a healthy relationship. Yes, we work out. We always working on losing weight. We're taking our medication if we have prescription. We are taking other additives to help with us. But our physical well-being is important as part of our fight to have a healthy relationship. I always tell everybody, no matter what you do physically, get your body looking at best you can look. It's like gravity that has not failed. It pulls everything down, but you have to continue to work on it. Work on it where you're comfortable. And if you're comfortable in a relationship based on your physical being, you can have a healthy relationship. The next well-being that's so important to a healthy relationship is your mental aspect. See, we can't be in relationships where we are hurt, humiliated, or abused. You can't allow yourself to be in relationships like that. That's not healthy. So what you do is make sure you work on keeping your mental well-being on a positive side. There's going to be some negative things that you're going to encounter in life. And those things you encounter in life, you can turn it to be positive. We have a tendency to always trying to think ahead. What am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do the next day? I'm a person that have learned through the years, and I call it my years, that I've gone to have wisdom, and I feel like I am in that point in my life. I can't worry about tomorrow. I can only worry and focus on today. And in essence, I'm not trying to worry about it. I'm just going to focus. So you, for your mental aspect, focus on what's going on now, because we're not promised tomorrow. No way. If you're able to make it tomorrow, have joy in your heart. The next thing, emotion. See, too many times we become stone cold when things happen. But our emotional well-being does not operate from the external part. Our emotional well-being operates with what's pleasing to God, which is in your inner self. Your inner self is your heart and your soul. If you have joy and your soul is feeling the thrill of that joy in your heart, you're going to be all right. Your emotional well-being can be protected when you are in a healthy relationship. The next thing is spiritual. We are in a time that is challenging now. We have people and organizations challenging your spirit well-being. What you have to remember, God should be in the head of your life, because nothing is happening without him. No man create anything. If man has his hand on it, a lot of times there's a hand of disaster. So when you're talking about spiritual, continue to place it first in your life. You always make sure that. Work on maturing yourself. Now, there are some people who can just quote every scripture in the Bible. But that don't mean that spiritually well. What we got to remember is not living what you're quoting, then your spiritual well-being is struggling. So your relationship cannot be healthy. The next one is financial well-being. You don't have to sit up every day wishing I had $1 million. We have a lot of people wishing I had $1 million. But God bless you with whatever dollars he gives to you. He said, if you trust and believe me, trust and believe in me, you don't have to worry about anything. You can live off 20,000 like you live off 20 million when you trust in the Lord. See, we got to keep that in mind. So our financial well-being requires you to work within your means. And that's what you have to do. Build your strength in whatever you have. Don't always determine your daily action on what you think you should have. That's dependent on and depending on what you need. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. And I'll put you on the line by identifying the last digit of your cell, your telephone number, actually your location. We have a chance to chat with Dr. Olivia Smith, doctor on the Dr. Lowe Show on WBSW Radio, the internet station, and we're number one. Characteristics. See, now we're talking about how important your well-being is. Let's talk about characteristics. The question in your mind is, what are characteristics of a healthy relationship? We have to remember that those characteristics require you to work from your inner self and work out. One of the number one characteristics in any healthy relationship is effective communication. And you have to understand effective communication. And you have to work on effective communication. Effective communication, first of all, requires you to hone in on your listening skills, your priorities. Listen first and talk second. If you're always running your mouth, you're never going to be able to hear anybody else. If you're always running your mouth, people don't want to be around you. Your effective communication is very important to a healthy relationship. It's amazing. I was watching one of these series of shows that comes on, like Divorce Court and those various shows like that one was on today. And it was all about trust. One show was about trust. You can't trust him to go to the store. You can't trust her to go out the door. You can't trust her to be with a friend. You cannot have a healthy relationship if you don't have trust. See, you have to keep that in mind. It's so important that we remember that partners should place trust in each other and give each other the benefit of the doubt. Relationship, your partners. See, that's the most important thing in what I just said. I said trust, but it said partners should place trust in each other and give each other the benefit of the doubt. See, that's one of the things that's so important when you mistrust people. Whenever you mistrust people, you can't be in a healthy relationship. See, when you mistrust them, no need to give them a second chance. When they show themselves, leave what you see. Let's not get confused as I read that statement. Partners should place trust. See, think about what I just said. Your partner, a partnership is placing trust in each other. I can trust you on a job that we're working as a partner, got a business or on a similar, we're a team, we're a partner. I got to trust you to do what you're supposed to do so I can accomplish what I need to do. And if you're not successful, I'm going to give you the benefit of a doubt that you made the effort. Trust is so important to a healthy relationship. The next thing is mutual respect. I truly think this is the most important of all of them. If I can't respect myself, how can I respect you? What if I demand out of myself? I can ask out of you. mutual respect. I respect you. You respect me. You never hurt or humiliate someone. It was amazing. We were watching the show. My wife and I was watching the show, and the young man, they're young in their 20s, and they own a show entitled The War Score. And she had family members over. He had family members over, and they were saying something about their living area. Just the family members saying something, and all of a sudden, he said, "Well, it's not like this all the time." But then she came in. No, it's not like this all the time. You know, we're working through it. And he told her to shut up. He told her to shut up. They weren't talking to you. Now, if you all right with that, then I got a problem with you. You're not going to have a healthy relationship with family members, your friends, romantic, church, cohorts on your job. It's not going to be healthy when you're controlled. So mutual respect is always important. See, we got to remember, respect means that each person values who the other is and understand the other person's boundaries. Somebody said, I'm not going to curse you. I expect you not to curse me. That's a boundary. Now, step over the boundary. You must address that. You have lost a sense of respect. Never stay in a relationship when people disrespect you. A healthy relationship requires mutual respect. Mutual respect. Let me give a shout out to several people joining us. I see them up on the street. I want to give a shout out to them. You know, they sometimes pop in, pop out. We have Stream 1992. It's Stream 92. High Talk. Not sure what organization that is, but thank you. You're part of Divine 9. Thank you, member of the Blue and White family. Thank you so much for joining us and all the other Divine Nine. A shout out to Nubian Vegan. Give a wave to you. Thank you so much. Mississippi Gulf Coast Signals, a Phi Beta signal for turning down there in that beloved Mississippi area. Give a shout out to my brother. We're one of our a regional director of Phi Beta Sigma that was my vice regional director and became the director. That's Brother Calvin Glover, who has transitioned. He's now watching from above the Sigma. So the brothers of the Gulf Coast Sigma, thank you for so much joining us in the state of Mississippi and Biloxi. Again, it's Bush EDS, a member of the Sigma Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. That's that Brothers of the Mississippi. That's Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Thank you so much. The next thing that's so important is honesty. You can't be in a relationship and don't be honest. My mom always told me, individuals that she called it a fork, you know, it's opening up that tongue. You have a tongue. You can lie. The problem is that when you continue to lie and continue to lie and tell them a lie after another, no one wants to be in that kind of situation. That's not a healthy relationship. Honesty. Be honest. Give the answer. People can live with your answer when you tell them, when they know you're genuine. Remember that word, genuine. They can live with it. It might not be what they want to hear, but when you tell them and share it with them, you can even share it before they ask you. It's fine, but be honest. And if they ask you, definitely be honest. Compromise. That's one of the C's that's so important to a healthy relationship. Compromise. In every relationship, no matter where it is, there's going to be a time when you have to compromise. You're going to have to compromise. You're going to have to agree sometime this week. You're going to have to give a little bit to get even more. The next one is individuality. Every relationship that you go into, where you want to be healthy, you must realize the other person has their individuality. You can't change them unless they want to be changed. Fine if you meet somebody in your early years, and if you did, when you was in your 20s, and both of you are trying to search and find yourself, you still have individuality. So you have things that you grew up that's a part of your life that may be different from the person that have an interest in you. You have to respect it. You have to understand individuality. The next thing is anger control. A healthy relationship, the characteristics is so important. Anger control. Not saying you won't get angry, but you got to have some sense of control. Some people think it's best to avoid getting angry with the people they love. But that means you're holding it back. And when that day you get tired, it's going to come out, and it's going to hurt most of it if you allow it to come out. So you can deal with it, with it all thrown at them at one time. So be very careful about that. Fighting fair. I always tell individuals, couples, and friends, you got to fight fair. Don't punch below the belt. I don't care who it is, male or female. Do not punch below the belt. Do not attack one parent or the other parent in your argument. You got to fight fair. The fight really is I call it a spirited debate. It requires you to fight fair. So you'll be able to communicate with each other. Understand that means you got to listen what they're saying. Respect what they're saying. When you have an opportunity to talk, you share your thoughts, and they will be the sense of mutual respect for one another. Something as we always talk about when we talk about healthy relationships is self-love. Do you have self-love? Do you love yourself? Are you excited when you look in the mirror or the camera and smile, no, God has blessed you? See, I tell people that you do that, you're looking at your inner self. You're not looking at your outer self. This you see here can have a makeover. But this in here, in your heart and soul, you can't put lipstick on it. You can't put something to make it look better. All you gotta do is put in something positive, and it will come out flowing from out of you. I always say that people have to remember, if you can love yourself, you can love somebody else. Love is easy, because you know what love is and what love does. Let me give a shout out to Tiffany Davis. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for joining and being a part of this. Self-love. If you're not happy with yourself, like Michael Jackson's song was, it's the man in the mirror. And the man in the mirror is a reflection not of your external self. The reflection is a reflection of your inner self. I don't like this mold on my face. I don't like this certain kind of hair on my face. That means that you see something that's coming from inside to outside. That's where I want you to look at. That's self-love. Self-love, I love what I see. I'm excited that God is blessing me. Truly so important. Another characteristic you need to work on is willingness. You have to be willing to be in a relationship. It can't be a healthy relationship till you're willing to do everything that's just been shared. You're willing to put the work in. The work requires all of those things that I shared about characteristics. Now, willingness is a characteristic that gets you to the next characteristic. That's what it's all about. We want you to be a part of the show. We want you to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line. Identify the last 4 digits of your cell, actually your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lowe as we talk about understanding healthy relationships on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number 1. God has blessed us to be able to say that. Next thing we want to kind of focus on when we're talking about understanding healthy relationships, what are signs of a healthy relationship? See, I gave you characteristics. Now let's put some signs that you may see. So I always talk about on my Love Cafe, then we talk about it on this show as well, about the seeds. See, there's 4 seeds that's so important. And if you see these, which are now signs of a healthy relationship. 1 C is communication. Being able to communicate well enough as a couple. The next one is commitment. You got to be willing to be committed to the relationship. The next one is so important. We're missing it already. Compromise. See, every relationship, it brings about an opportunity for you to compromise. When you compromise, so many things can come out of that. When you compromise it on the same page, now your partner, your spouse, or whoever it may be, can work toward a healthy relationship because they know we can support one another. That's so important. And the last one is not really the last one. I have many of those seeds that's so important. See, a healthy relationship is not going to be successful unless you first have a connection. We're talking about signs. And in a relationship that God has blessed you to encounter with other people, or the person that you have been desiring and you've been praying about, there's going to be a connection. And you are not. Nobody else will. But you and that person will know there's a connection. And it's important. A couple of other things that signs of a healthy relationship is respect. You have to have respect for each other. We talked about that in characteristics. Mutual respect. The next thing is you trust one another. We talked about that too. You got to be able to trust each other. And another one is so important is being able to have kindness toward each other. Kindness is a very important tool in a healthy relationship. Kindness is important in life. See, an old saying that people take your kindness for weakness. But you got to remember, since it's coming from your heart and soul, they're not going to go far because our Lord and Savior puts that kindness and joy and peace in your heart. And he's not going to be pleased. I always say karma is a... You can add whatever you want. It'll come back on you. You might not be excited about when it comes back on you, but it will. And that's what it's all about. Making sure you're kind. Enjoy each other. You know, I listened to the pastor of the elder at church a couple Sundays ago. And he was saying about he just enjoyed being at home with his wife. enjoy. See, you have to enjoy each other. Tell my wife, I said, I enjoy being married to you. I enjoy. I don't know how you feel, but I know how I feel. That's a sign of a healthy relationship. And you are just as important as the other person. Another thing is supporting each other's goals. If with me, if I want to do this, I'm for you. I'm never going to be against you. And if you're in a relationship or in a marriage and that person is not supporting you and you're not supporting them, that's not a healthy relationship. And the next thing is you make decisions together. It's important that you can sit down and talk about it. It's part of the good communication. You're talking about what route you want to take. You're talking about where you need to go. Some people just saying, oh, you don't have to, you just need to say, well, we need to be in it together. We agreed to do this. And that's what's important. So we had heard characteristics of a healthy relationship and signs of a healthy relationship. Are you in a healthy relationship? You can type on the comment section, I wish you would. Are you in a healthy relationship? One other thing we talk about on a lot of time on our Monday night shows and on our Thursday night shows. You can't be in a relationship, a healthy relationship with anybody else if you're not in one with yourself. You have to be pleasing from self. You have to be pleased and know that I'm happy that God has blessed me to be the person I am. And I'm working for my inner self. And when I'm working with my inner self, it will come gleaming out. It ain't for everybody. It's only for the person that God has blessed you to have in your life. That's what it's all about. So are you in a healthy relationship? We want you to share. Type your comments on Facebook, Instagram. We have two devices broadcasting Instagram. We have other handle of Coach Dr. Lewis of East Smithland 5 and Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. The brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, our sponsor of a lot of our prizes, purchasing of our books, and our authors, making sure we give them things and gifts and supporting things, purchasing books from them. They say I'm trying to sell 22 books. Our brothers are there. Support. So it's important that we shout them out. And also a shout out to our maintenance sponsor who's always in place to make sure we have what we need, and that's TriStat LLC. That's Mr. William Scott out of Selma, Alabama. Thank you, Mr. Scott, for your support. Truly, it's very important. And we thank you. God has blessed us to be able to connect and work together to make a difference in our neighborhood, block by block. Let's talk about what makes a successful relationship, because a lot of times we're not sure what makes a successful relationship. There's a couple things that play into having a successful relationship. See, when we talk about a successful relationship, we're talking about a healthy relationship. And we're going to run out of some things quickly, and we're going to put everything we discussed in a paragraph. And that is, a healthy relationship involves honesty, trust, respect, and open communication between partners, and they take and compromise from both people. That's a healthy relationship. See, there's no imbalance of power. Partners respect each other. Independent, and they can make their own decisions without the fear of retribution, retaliation, and their shared decision. That's the success of a relationship, particularly a healthy relationship. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-492. Press 1, and I'm going to try to get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell, actually your location, and then you can chat with Dr. Lowe, Denise Smith, and on the Dr. Lowe Show on WPSW Radio, the internet station that we're number one. And we're glad to have the opportunity to come before you on tonight. We want to look at some ways that could be surprising you may not know that makes your relationship better. And we want to share with you some ways. Number one is quality time. More than that, we focus on quality time, but we also understand that sometimes we're going to spend time on. Another thing is go to sleep at the same time. Don't lay down. The next thing is being vulnerable. This is how to make your relationship healthy and even better. Be vulnerable. Don't be so tight all the time. Don't be afraid all the time. Be vulnerable. You trust in the Lord. He said, I got you. Be vulnerable. Create a noble experience. Work with each other. Experience with them. Surprise them with some little things. The most successful healthy relationship focuses around small things, little things. We want to buy a gift and we want to go out and spend $7,000 on a bracelet. And they will be just happy with that card telling them I miss you today. That text, really miss you. I love you. And I'm in love with you. These are the kind of things, the little things that we take for granted. So it's important that we do the little things. You never run out of little things to do. But if you're trying to hit the home run every time by going out, showcasing all the big things, they will run out. Because it requires financially to buy those big old things. It requires your finances to get little things, but you can get so many more little things and do so many little things. It don't cost you as much money. Give a shout out to, this is Cabanella's Garcia. Thank you so much for joining us. The next thing you got to remember is fight better. Some people know what you mean. See, it says fight fair, but fight better. Use respect. Show your love. Fight for peace in your family and in your relationship. That makes you better. It puts you in a better position. Share a love story. These are things that are ways that will better your relationship. I ask the question again. Are you in a healthy relationship? I'm asking you, based on what you heard, can you make some changes? Can you do even better? Just because you are don't mean you can't make it better because you might be missing the little thing. The kind words. To open the car door. To open the door to for going into a building. One thing I always tell my wife, know this, is that if I'm going to be your provider, protector, I ought to be able to always walk. I'm on the outside of you, closest to the street. I got to determine when we come out the store where the traffic is coming, so I make sure I walk. Because I'm showing I'm ready to provide. I'm ready to protect. That's a little thing to do. No one has to work on you to make sure you do this. Because if you practice what you preach, you want to be the best of the best, it's what you preach. And a lot of times, we don't practice what we preach. Our time is slowly getting away, but we got about 14 minutes, and we want to talk about a couple of topics. And this is relating to a long-lasting relationship. What are some keys? It's amazing. I shared some of the keys because I talked about the four C's. See, the four C's are so important to a successful, long-lasting relationship. Compromise. Don't bring that one up. You got to go to the compromise. Be ready to communicate, effective communication, good communication. Connection. There's got to be a connection between you and your spouse or your partner. Commitment. I was always told that you can date where you're going to get probably a different person when you're married. When you're dating them, everything seems good. Let's remember, whatever goes on in dating is going to be what you're going to have forever. So make sure you're able to communicate to that person. If there's a disagreement or a spirited disagreement or a date, be willing to compromise. Make sure there's a connection. Not that y'all work the same job. There's an internal connection with that person. Commitment is that, as we talk about in relationship, date to marry. So you don't ask the person to marry you unless you're ready to be committed. Because you're committing the rest of your life. I know what the stats show, but in the beginning, your intent is for the rest of your life. And that other part that goes there, marry the date, so that means you're committed and you still got to continue the date. That's what's so important. Set in mind. See, there are other factors attributed to a healthy, endurable, romantic bond. And you can consider just this word of advice here for a long-lasting relationship. Focus on having fun and making good memories together. Focus on having fun, making good memories. See, you don't have time to fight unfairly when you're focusing on each other and having fun. And make a great memory. You don't have time to be disrespectful when you focus on making great. Just keep that in mind. It's so important that we focus on that. The next thing I truly want to share in regards to our title, Understanding a Healthy Relationship, is something that's been said many a time that they use on a regular basis. Gaslighting. The question is, what is gaslighting in a relationship? See, gaslighting is a form of emotional abuse in a relationship. I want you to think about that. Gaslighting is a form of emotional abuse in a relationship. It happens when one person, I want you to hear this, convinces their target Just listen to that, just that statement. See, gaslighting happens when one person convinces their target, you hear me, target, your target, that they are remembering things wrong. See, my problem is the word target. If you're their target, they become the hunter. So remember that they're not going to focus on the positive things. They want to convince you that whatever you're doing is wrong. And they are, a lot of times, they misinterpret events. See, gaslighting is all about manipulation. Are you in a relationship with somebody who's gaslighting you? See, they want you to see their thoughts only. You can't have any thoughts. They want you to feel what they feel. That's what a gaslighter do. So important, so you remember, gaslighters is trying to manipulate you and present their own thoughts and feelings as the truth. That's a gaslighter. So how many gaslighters do you have in your life? How many gaslighters do you have in your life? And as we get ready closer to the end of this show, the last thing I want to share with you is about unhealthy relationships. What are some characteristics that I can share these quickly with you? And remember the characteristics of an unhealthy relationship. One of them is control. See, people observe you to see how you handle yourself. See if you're in control of your own actions. If not, they want to date you so they can control you, help you make decisions, tell you how to spend your time, tell you what you need to wear, how they want to control you. I still hear the next one. You got two out there that won't date you but picks a fight with you. Everything you say, they're going to have something to say opposite, so it can create a fight. They never want to agree with you. They always want to disagree with you. See, they want to antagonize. See, those people are antagonizers. See, they're antagonizing their dating partner. Some are antagonizing their husband, their wife. You are antagonizing. See, this works toward trying to change your behavior. Stop for them antagonizing. See, they don't want to change anything about themselves, but they want to change you. Disrespect. It's the next one. See, this is when one partner makes fun of the opinions and the opinions of the other partner. And they're always destroying something that belongs to you. Just remember that. Dishonesty. That partner's lying. Keeping information from you. They'll steal from you too. Dependency. They want you to be a dependent. They want you to be dependent on them. And they want you to feel like you can't live without them. Intimidation. That's a controlling aspect. You're trying to control the other person's life. Truly is not helpful. The next one is physical violence. See, if all these other things don't work, they're going to go to physical violence. They use force to get their way, such as hitting, slapping, grabbing, and shoving. Walk by your bump. It is not healthy. Sexual violence is another characteristic of unhealthy relationships. See, one of the dating partner pressures or force the other into sexual activity against his or her will without consent. That is so important that you recognize that. We're about 3 minutes old in this show, and I just want to share with you, hopefully you can answer that question. Are you in a healthy relationship? Best advice for you, if you're not sure you're in a healthy relationship, or you want to better your relationship, this is it. Be candid about your feelings, the good and the bad things. Figure out the reoccurring issues in your relationship. Don't expect your partner to be your BFF. Don't expect your partner to be your BFF. Before commenting, repeat their words out loud. Repeat their words. What they said, just repeat it. You're not trying to be funny. You just want them to hear what they just asked you or responded to you and what they said. Remember, don't just say how you feel. Show it. Those are some things that you need to work on. Answer that question. Are you in a healthy relationship? Think about those things. Try those words of advice. Be candid about how you feel. Figure out the reoccurring issues in that relationship. Don't expect your partner to be your BFF. The ultimate tier of relationship is being friends, but not your BFF. Before commenting, repeat what the person just said to you so they can hear. Remember, don't just say how you feel, show it. If you say, I love you, it's a gift, but show that you're in love with him. Those are my final words on that and my final thoughts. I hope you have an awesome rest of the night. And tomorrow you can check us out. We have our sports talk show. It's Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. It's the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So check us out at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 5:30 Pacific Coast Time. We look to have you all tomorrow night. We're going to have an awesome time, so join us. I'll tell you, as we close out, for each and every one of you all that joined us, I'm so glad you took time. You're part of us being able to globally expand and have 33 countries of listeners on this because of you. So I always tell you, I love you all. Truly love you all. It comes from our heart. It's not a gift I'm just giving you. I'm letting you know how I feel. Because where we are, 5 years, being able to operate, provide an interactive format for each and every one of you all, tell you we couldn't do it without you. So that's for 5 years. So it comes from my heart. Truly from my heart. I love you. It's from my heart. Hashtag responsible. Continue to be responsible. That's what it's all about. We hadn't met the endemic. I heard some people say, well, we out of the pandemic, but we're in an endemic. We just got to learn to live with COVID, but COVID still causing major damage to individuals. You still got to practice some of those, and not all of those, safety measures. Hashtag keep on grinding. That's what we're going to do on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're going to keep grinding. We're going to use all our social outlets and we're going to get the word out to you. And communicate for understanding. If you're in a relationship, you want it to be healthy, communicate for understanding. Four is the number four. F-O-U-R. L-O-V-E. Love. You communicate with love, people will understand. Hashtag, it's a mindset. Hashtag, we got this. Two, again, we want to thank you for being supportive, being a listener and watcher. As we started our anniversary on September 27th, 5 years, we'll be celebrating all to September of 2023 in some form or fashion. If not just saying, we're so thankful to have you so much. God is good. He's awesome. He's awesome. This is his vision. He placed in me. I thank the Lord for doing it. Have an awesome rest of the night. And as we close out, I'm going to do just like I always do. Ask you to remember those advice. Remember that advice I gave you about the best relationship, how you can have a healthy relationship. Remember, be candid about your feelings, good or bad. Figure out the reoccurring problem, issues in your relationship. Don't expect your partner to be your BFF. And last but not least, keep in mind that before you come in, repeat what that person says aloud. Repeat it so they can hear. And remember, don't just say you say how you feel. Show it. It's been awesome. So you have an awesome night. We'll see you tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Talking Sports for Prime Time. I am Dr. Lowe D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show. And we're excited. The last hashtag. We're going to make it do what it do. But I have clothes out like we do every show. And I won't say this. I want you to look into my eyes. I love you. And ain't a thing you can do about it.